Germany, 1942. You maneuver your way through the dark streets of Berlin, careful to avoid the main roads. You know they are patrolled at all hours. You arrive at the address, an unmarked, ordinary home, knock on the door, and slip into the building. In the kitchen is a group of people, sitting around the table to discuss the events of that day, and for the first time in a few days, you can truly breathe. Only in that secure room are you finally free of Nazi surveillance, and for the first time you hear the truth of the German people. Nazi Germany exemplifies the restriction of communication between citizens, as the government constantly regulated the content of conversations. The mediums of transmitting information were all strictly regulated through Nazi censorship of public spaces. Surveillance played a large role in constricting free thought, as Nazi police often disguised themselves to find disloyal citizens. Even more so, propaganda dissipated through society so that citizens would monitor each other, exemplified through young children revealing their parents' lack of support to their teachers, or neighbors identifying each other to the Nazi police. The national, local, and personal levels of monitoring and regulating speech within German society restricted the public in order to prevent conflicting ideologies within a government that survived due to the homogeneous mindset of the nation. Authors in this field especially look towards the Gestapo as intervening with the role of the public sphere. Through rituals that celebrated the police, the Nazis strengthened alliances between the police and the ideologies of the government. The presence of police as images of the Nazi Party perpetuated that dominant culture and caused the authority of the police to become blatantly less objective in the eyes of the public. In direct interaction with the German people, these practices formed a more direct, practical, and physical contact between the police and the public, and created a sense of obligation to conform ideologically among the people. Another example is the culture of denunciations instigated by the Gestapo, which affected Germans more within the private sphere. Through secretness, the Gestapo was able to intentionally isolate Germans so that they felt an omnipresence of police where their only survival tactic would be compliance with the regime. This category of scholars advocate that in Nazi Germany, the public consented to the regime's control of the public sphere out of fear. The aspects of reinforcement stem from a variety of sources: the party leaders, the Gestapo, police forces, and propaganda. And while the scholars acknowledge the reinforcement for different reasons, they all note that the German people often had no choice but to silence themselves. However, in spite of the repressive nature of the Nazi regime, scholarly discussions challenged the total restriction of the public sphere during this time period. Select groups of people reclaimed the ability to criticize through the revitalization of a discursive public sphere. The youth opposition movements represent resistance to the efforts of the Hitler Youth. By attempting to exert complete control over the German youth through discipline and indoctrination, the leaders of the Hitler Youth were responsible for the manifestation of opposition groups that consistently undermined the Hitler Youth's systematic control. While not effective in their violence and defiance against the state, the open resistance of the German youth held a significant presence that effectively undermined the prestige and attractiveness of the Hitler Youth. Humor also acted as Nazi resistance. While satire had received much popularity in the past, the public began to dislike humor fueled exclusively by support for the state. In this era, the German public preferred an all-embracing, harmonious, non-contentious laughter known as German humor. This reinforces the public sphere in that laughter and entertainment held the power to reject Nazi propagandist media. According to these authors, the continuous stream of resistance forces prevented the totality of Nazi power during this era and allowed for, either in public spaces or more personal dialogue, the reinvention and preservation of the public sphere for German citizens. Overall, the public and private spheres in Nazi Germany became corrupted and mangled, losing their essence of autonomy, freedom, and discourse. While resistance and reinforcement both existed, the visibility of reinforcement for the Nazis allowed it to gain much more prominence nationally, while the resistance strategies remained on a smaller scale for fear of Nazi retribution.